Proverbs 8, verses 12 through 21. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign, and princes decree justice. By me princes rule, and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. O wisdom, what a delight she is to those that lay hold upon her. O, how she loves those that love her. She leads us in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment. Oh, how she can take simple, average, foolish nobodies and teach them the ways of righteousness, God's righteousness. And she can instruct those that love her and seek her in the path of judgment, righteous judgment and discernment. Hallelujah! Oh, how she loves those that love her. And those that seek her early shall find her. Did she not teach young King Solomon, who sought her with all his heart when he became king? He didn't ask of the Lord for riches or power or long life or the necks of his enemies. No, he sought wisdom early on in his kingdom. And did not the Lord grant him his wisdom? Did not the Lord give him an understanding heart to judge his people? Yea, indeed he did. Oh, how the body of Christ needs God's wisdom. We need God's understanding. With her comes prudence. With her comes counsel and strength. With her comes the true riches, the eternal riches, and honor that the church of Smyrna had, but the Laodiceans lacked so desperately. They believed the false prosperity gospel that gain was godliness. They sought gold and silver and not God's wisdom. And they didn't know just how blind and naked and miserable and wretched and poor they truly were. No, God's wisdom leads to true prosperity. She causes you to inherit substance that lasts, the substance like faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity. Oh, she will fill your treasures. But let us understand that the only way to begin to access the wisdom of God is we must first receive the fear of the Lord. For the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the fear of the Lord is to hate. It is to hate the things that God hates. It's to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, the evil way, and the froward mouth. The Lord abhors these things, and we must too. We must repent and divorce ourselves of all these evil ways, so that we might learn to love God and His wisdom. For wisdom saith, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Proverbs 8, verses 12 through 21.